The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 5 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. My name is Robert, and I'm an addict and alcoholic.
Hey, Robert.
It's good to be with you. I'm honored to be among you, I promise. I cannot even begin to tell you the profound effect that Step 5 had on my life. Most of my recovery, Steps 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, I was able to do in that miserable jail cell. And everything just came together at Step 5. If there's a miracle step for me, it's Step 5. I wanted relief. I had come to a point where the torment, both mentally and physically, emotionally, spiritually, was just about to just overwhelming me. And so I said, "Well, okay, Step 5 might be a good thing to do." And in those days, they had a branch president in the Salt Lake City old Metro Jail. So I made an appointment, and the night before I had the appointment, I made a full confession to my Heavenly Father. And subsequently, the next day, I made a full confession to the branch president. I was really worried about it, so it took quite a while, and I think I probably put in a lot of stuff that maybe didn't need to be there, but I really wanted it to be complete. And the most amazing thing happened, because that's when the miracle occurred in my life. From the minute that confession took place, all that weight that we carry around with us, all the shame and the guilt, and that sack of rocks, if you will, just was gone. Just immediately it was gone. I couldn't believe it. And not only that, the desire to use, you know, I came in hopeless and hopelessly addicted. And from that moment, I have never, in 16 and a half years now, since I've been clean and sober, I've never once had a desire or a temptation to use. And for somebody that was in the condition I was, that's a flat-out miracle. And the other giant surprise, biggest surprise of my life, was that at that same time, I really felt in my heart that the Lord had forgiven me. Now, if I gave you the list of all my sins, you would say, "How is that possible?" And that's the question I had: How is that possible? And I couldn't believe it happened, but, you know, it did. You feel differently. You know that that's what occurred. And I just literally sat in amazement for days on end as to how that could happen. For me, the atonement, in many ways, for a long time, I think, was an abstract concept. I didn't get it. And I am just so grateful that I had that experience. It changed my life, and it changed my heart. We talk about acquiring a new heart in this program, and that's what happened. When I walked out of there, I wasn't the same person. My wife hardly recognized me. My kids certainly didn't recognize me. And I think I probably ran about as fast as I could to my bishop and stake presence offices and said, look, we got to get everything straightened out because I want to get my temple blessings back and I want to get my membership back, not just my temple blessings. So what I did that greatly aided my recovery at that point was I said, look, you know, I'm just going to suit up and show up. I couldn't take a sacrament. I lived in a ward where everybody knew me, knew what I'd been doing. But I had no trepidation whatsoever about showing up on Sunday. And I showed up every Sunday, all three meetings. Couldn't participate, but best thing I ever did, it took about 2 weeks before the ward had embraced me. And if they had some difficulties with me, I wasn't going to let it bother me. That was going to be their problem, but I never noticed it. To learn for maybe the first time in my life what the atonement means was just a blessing that I could hardly even express. Elder Bednar, in a recent regional Salt Lake conference, some of you may have heard his talk, talked about the atonement. He says, you know, most Latter-day Saints understand the atonement cleanses us from sin. And he said, it's sad to see that members of the church don't understand that the atonement allows us to do things that otherwise we cannot do for ourselves in our fallen mortal state. And so, you know, the atonement goes far beyond just that confession and the forgiveness of sin. We have lots of challenges in our lives that require the power and strengthening power of the atonement. I testify of it, express my gratitude for this great blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 The full episode for Step 5 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.